Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
As a fan of college football, I was in my element during the football bowl season just concluded. It didn't matter if it was Ohio State versus Oregon or Tuscaloosa A&M versus Slippery Rock State Teachers College. I was parked in front of my television, reveling in every long touchdown pass or wincing at every smash-mouth, bone-crunching tackle. That was a good part. Unfortunately, the TV networks insist on interviewing the coaches and players at each game's conclusion, and once again I saw repeated evidence that our institutions of higher learning have some work to do in the field of remedial education. One such exchange makes the point. The interviewer asked about the obvious and almost symbiotic connection between the coach on the sideline and the quarterback out on the field. Here's his response. "Yeah, him and me seem to know what each other's thinking out there." End of quote. And that's the coach talking. The guy making hundreds of thousands of dollars to guide young men into adulthood said, "Him and me seem to know what each other is thinking." Well, I almost threw my beer at the TV. Come on, coach. Would you say, "Me seems to know what him thinking out there"? No. Then why would you say "him and me" instead of "he and I"? If you're someone who regularly tunes into WGTE at this time of day on Mondays, first of all, thank you for your kind attention. Secondly, you have probably heard me rant before about the language abuses that we hear almost daily as we go about our lives. There are far too many examples to list all my favorites here, but let me cite just a few. How about people who say, "I seen" instead of "I saw"? Show me the teacher who teaches that "I seen" is the correct past tense form of "see," and I'll start a petition drive to get the teacher fired. Just as bad, in my view, is the misuse of the word "to," spelled T-O, and also spelled T-O-O. You routinely see these two, T-W-O, used incorrectly. Often it will be in a sentence like this one: "Walton is not too bright," with "to" spelled T-O instead of T-O-O. While I accept the criticism as valid, I cannot accept the language abuse. The same is true for "loose" and "lose," and "whose" and "whose." You could write that Walton has a screw loose, but if you spell "loose" with just one O, you lose. People also forget that "who apostrophe S" is a contraction of "who is," not a possessive. The possessive is "whose," W-H-O-S-E. Here's one more that bugs me: the misuse of "was" and "were." "Was," of course, is past tense. "Were" means conditional when paired with a singular subject. In other words, you could say, "I was smart once, but if I were smart, I'd go back to school." One another? What if I said, "Jim has went to the store"? Grinds your gears, right? Yet some folks consider "went" and "gone" interchangeable. Those folks need your kind intervention. Our language is full of homonyms, antonyms, synonyms, and even religious hymns. Sometimes proper English is not easy. I get it. But if I was you, if I were you, I'd work a little harder at it.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.